Good afternoon. We will continue to see an increase in cloud cover early on this afternoon as a cold front is attending to push through Quebec and push southward into New York this afternoon. What we will be seeing in here as well is that line is going to be pretty close to just south of the I-90 corridor and serve as the focus area for some showers for this afternoon. The best timing looks to be after 1 o'clock when we can see a better progression from that system into our region. We do have a little bit of some instability in the atmosphere as well, so what we could see is the potential for some thunderstorms in this forecast for the afternoon, and that's going to be mainly for the Western Mohawk Valley, Schoharie County, Capital District, as well as for Greene, Columbia, and Berkshire counties. The Storm Prediction Center did outline this region in the general thunder region. Total rainfall from any showers and storms could range anywhere from around a tenth to a quarter of an inch of rain. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an upper-level low-pressure system will finally move into the Mississippi Valley, and although the weather system will be weakening, heavy rain and severe thunderstorms will still remain a concern. Over an inch of rain could lead to flash flooding from southeast Louisiana to southern Alabama. This area has experienced double its normal rainfall over the last month, which will likely amplify the flood threat. WPC has issued a slight risk of excessive rainfall for the region, with flash flood watches in effect as well. Regarding the potential for severe weather, the Storm Prediction Center has issued a slight risk of severe thunderstorms for much of the lower Mississippi Valley. Damaging winds, large hail, and isolated tornadoes are all possible through this evening. The past 24-hour lower 48 state temperature extremes ranged from a high of 107 at Death Valley, California, to a low of 18 at Mount Washington in New Hampshire. For those of you traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, partly sunny with a slight chance for a shower as highs reach near 80. In Boston, increasing clouds with a high near 75. And in Buffalo, expect mostly cloudy skies with a chance for some rain showers and some thunderstorms as highs reach near 65. Here are the Albany, New York climate normals for today. The normal high is 65, while the normal low is 43. The record high of 90 was set back in 2018, while the record low of 29 was set back in 1974. Today's sunrise was at 5:48 a.m. The sun will set at 7:57 p.m. It is a total of 14 hours and 8 minutes of daylight today. It's an additional 2 minutes and 28 seconds of daylight from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. We'll see a slight increase in cloud cover early this afternoon, then a slight chance for some rain showers as our highs look to reach near the mid-60s. For the night tonight, we will remain mostly cloudy and still see a chance for some showers as our overnight lows drop down towards the mid to upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, we will see an increase in cloud cover this afternoon and a chance for showers and thunderstorms, especially as we get into the evening hours. Highs look to reach near the mid-70s for the night tonight. We'll see a chance for those showers and thunderstorms early on, and then we'll turn to mostly cloudy skies as our overnight lows drop down towards the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, we'll see an increase in cloud cover this afternoon and then rain showers becoming likely after 2 o'clock as our highs reach near the mid to upper 60s. For the night tonight, we will see that chance for showers early on and then turn mostly cloudy as our overnight lows drop down into the low 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, we are going to see a chance for some showers this afternoon and possibly a thunderstorm as our cloud cover increases early on. Our highs look to reach near the mid-60s. For the night tonight, we'll still continue to see a chance for those showers and thunderstorms, and we'll stay mostly cloudy with overnight lows dropping down into the upper 40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, we are going to see increasing clouds and then the chance for some showers and possibly a thunderstorm this afternoon as our highs reach near the mid-60s. For the night tonight, we'll continue to see the chance for those showers and thunderstorms early on as we turn mostly cloudy and our overnight lows drop down into low 50s and upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, we will continue to see a chance for some rain showers on and off into the afternoon as we see mostly cloudy skies and highs near the mid-60s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Reed Kisselback.